Millions of Puerto Ricans are waiting to see if President Trump will authorize much-needed aid after several earthquakes devastated parts of the island, the latest a 5.9 magnitude quake on Saturday, the strongest since last week's 6.4 earthquake. Thousands of people are still in shelters, and many others are sleeping outside. Joining us now for more is Michael Fernandez, executive director of CARAS, a nonprofit based in Puerto Rico. He's in Cataño near San Juan. And Michael, you're worried about the impact on school children. Tell us more.
I think that we may very well be facing an educational crisis in terms of how do we manage classes being reinitiated, not only in the towns that were severely impacted by the earthquake, but for the rest of the system. As we are conducting evaluations of infrastructure, we will be learning whether or not the infrastructure suffered damage, but also if that infrastructure would be able to withstand an earthquake. And this is something that's very present in the mind of every Puerto Rican, since we have all seen the images of the school that collapsed during the earthquake of January 7th. And so the logistics of how do we offer a safe shelter for our students to learn in is something that we need to start thinking about and proactively planning to consider, you know, how we can do it in the best way.
Yeah, most of the children had been on holiday. It was during the holiday season when these earthquakes hit, and now they can't go back to school. Your nonprofit is opening community centers to host workshops to help the kids manage everything going on and process what they're seeing.
Yes, ma'am. So we are opening on extended hours to receive students who are out of school and try to help them to get back to some sort of a daily routine. We're basing this on the experience of Hurricane Maria, where our schools were out of session for several months. And we know the impact that that has on the emotional stability of our students and our families.
There was a deep impact to school infrastructure after Hurricane Maria, but there were also the closing of nearly 200 schools even before that because of this deep and prolonged debt crisis. Can you talk a little bit more about, in the light of all of that, why this is so significant?
Yes, if you look at the past 5 years, our economy has failed. Then we had Hurricanes Irma and Maria. We had a political crisis where we were able to oust the governor over the summer, and now this. I think it's been a lot of profound changes to our daily lives and our projections for the future. So it weighs heavily on everybody, emotionally and physically. It doesn't mean that our spirit is down. It's just that we've been through a lot in the past 5 years.
Seismologists say that these quakes could continue for a couple of weeks. So there's a lot of uncertainty here. Can you just describe to me the sentiment and how people are feeling and reacting there right now?
I think that there's two main emotions that have come together. And one is one of anxiety, because it's very hard to predict whether or not there will be another earthquake and whether or not our infrastructure will withstand. But it is also that deep sense of resiliency that we all have that helped us overcome the challenges of Hurricane Maria, the economic and political challenges that the country has faced, and now again with this earthquake. Our spirit of perseverance is very present, and that would be independent of any declaration of the president that we know has previously taken a discriminatory stance towards the island. And so obviously we would love for that declaration to take place, but we're willing and able to do what needs to get done in spite of any form of government, whether it's our local government or the federal government.
At the same time, being able to have that funding, I'm sure, would be a great help in all of this. What are you hearing about damage assessment so far?
Well, that everything is backed up, because any assessment that had been made previous to Saturday needs to be done again because of that earthquake on Saturday. And I'm surprised with some of our own infrastructure where we thought we were a lot better off than where we are, which means that will alter our contingency plans in terms of how to manage the situation. And again, I think that one of the main areas besides the crisis that is going on in the South is how do we restart our public school system? And I know the Department of Education is active in working on those plans, but in terms of logistics, it's just a complicated scenario with a lot of uncertainty.
Michael Fernandez is executive director of CARAS, a nonprofit based in Puerto Rico. Michael, thank you so much for your time.
I want to say thank you to you, but also to all of the Americans on the mainland who have always reached out to us and, you know, just shared their solidarity with us. That means a lot. So we appreciate it very much.